92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. With concerns over ICE arrests increasing in the Midwest, the head of an immigrant rights group is trying to focus on good information. Christine Newman-Ortiz of Voces de la Frontera is pushing the round-the-clock hotline for confirmed ICE sightings.
It is 1-800-427-0213. And in nearly all of the recent ICE activity, which has picked up here in Wisconsin, this has been used as a way to centralize these reports. We have been encouraging people to not post or repost sightings on social media until they're verified in order to avoid unnecessary fear and misinformation.
Newman-Ortiz says the hotline is staffed by volunteers 24/7. Homeland Security says their agency is simply following current laws and wants to work with local departments on transfers of inmates. While the entire nation seemed to be thinking about football in the Super Bowl last week, one city had basketball on its mind. The Oshkosh Area School District held a special ceremony to honor one of its own, Tyrese Halliburton, who has excelled on the basketball court. Halliburton has become a household name in professional basketball, most recently as an Indiana Pacer. And last week, he was inducted into the Oshkosh North High School Hall of Fame.
I made it to the NBA. That's really cool. Been my dream my whole life, and I'm able to do that. And I hope that that inspires you guys out there to chase your dreams and do what you want to do, no matter what that is. That's not just basketball or sports or a job. Whatever it is you want to do, it's possible. But it takes a lot of work to do it, and it's worth it in the end.
Halliburton is a 2018 graduate of Oshkosh North. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau last week to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. Isabella Nieto reports.
They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty. We talked about child care. We talked about health care and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should.
Diane Muehlmans is the new Waupaca County Circuit Court Judge for Branch 3. Governor Tony Evers announced her appointment last week to fill the vacancy created when Judge Raymond Huber died. Muehlmans will complete a term that ends July 31, 2027. Prior to her appointment, she served as Corporation Counsel for Waupaca, Marathon, and Green Lake Counties. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of such programs in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans who are struggling with homelessness in our state. In honor of Black History Month, One University of Wisconsin is opening an exhibit featuring Dr. Martin Luther King. The showcase at UW-Eau Claire will be open all month, and according to UWEC officials, the exhibit in the Davies Center features three sections, one honoring prominent Black figures who spoke for the Forum series over the years, one that documents historical university programs supporting equality, and one that recognizes each winner of UWEC's Martin Luther King Jr. Social Justice Award. Landlord-tenant issues were the number one consumer complaint with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection in 2025. The agency released its list of the top 10 consumer complaints of 2025 last week. Number two were complaints about telemarketing, which included phishing, spoofing, imposter scams, robocalls, harassments, and violations of the Do Not Call registry. Rounding out the top five were complaints about home improvements, telecommunications, and identity theft. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new Wisconsin law now spells out what counts as anti-Semitism, but it's drawing mixed reactions. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill late last week, saying it helps clarify hate crime enforcement. Critics, including state representative and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong, argue it could be used to label political views as discrimination and harm academic freedom. Supporters say it doesn't punish speech. It just defines when bias turns into a crime. The daughter of a Wisconsin lawmaker is accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his campaign. Elizabeth Johnson, daughter of State Senator Jesse James of Altoona, is charged with taking $32,000 while serving as his campaign treasurer. Investigators say she made several unauthorized cash withdrawals and later admitted using the money for her business. Johnson has repaid the funds, but now faces four felony charges and could see up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Thousands of people showed up across Wisconsin for No Kings rallies. Over 100 rallies took place Saturday as protesters lined up with posters and signs accusing President Trump of abuse of power and authority overreach. Wisconsin GOP spokesperson Annika Rickard responded by calling Democratic Governor Evers a wannabe king and claimed Republicans have been delivering results for Wisconsinites. And the State Elections Commission says 21 voters are being referred to district attorneys around the state for possibly voting while serving felony sentences. A report out last week says two of those cases ended in convictions, one is pending, and most others are still being reviewed. The agency says it runs the same check after every election, comparing voter and corrections records. The cases make up a tiny fraction of total votes cast in 2025. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a three-game series against the Rays tonight at Five Serve Forum. The Brewers with a 9-7 win over the White Sox yesterday to complete a three-game sweep of Chicago. They scored six runs in the bottom of the eighth, capped off by a three-run homer from Christian Yelich.
I mean, we just kind of battled all day. We got off to a tough start, got behind early, but, you know, the guys kept talking in the dugout the whole time. Like, let's just get this thing close, give ourselves an opportunity at the end to be in it, keep grinding, and you just kind of kept putting the pressure on with really good at-bats there and kind of just got a mistake pitch and put a good swing on it. And
women's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Columbia Lions today in Wichita in the WBIT tournament. NBA, the Bucks competed but came up short at home to the Clippers, 127-113. Gary Trent Jr. with a season-high 36 points.
You got to go all out. Be the best teammates you can be. Contribute towards winning and go out and fight.
That's the Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a gorgeous day today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. We do have a chance of scattered rain and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow, and there could be a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our low tonight, 54. Tomorrow, high in the mid-60s by noon with falling temps in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.